wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
We're back, folks. This is the second hour of the program. And we have a few more minutes with Monica. If you have a quick question, interesting call and interesting points, Monica. But, I think you said it well, Monica, that all of these governments are corporate entities today. They're not really freely elected. They're not sovereign. They're not independent. And this is what the whole world is being asked to do. And this is why there's war against a few nations that won't come into this new world order and this new world in the morning, because they have their own identity and they don't wish to be part of this amalgamation, you know, of all of the nations and all of the races and all of the countries under a singular type of structure. Now, that's not the plan. The plan of these monsters is Satan's plan, to bring the world together as one under his dominion. And this is why those who are in control of banking, those who are in control of political organizing and parties, regardless of which it is, those who are involved with and control largely the propaganda ministry of media, academia, and so forth, and finally the religions of the world through tax exemption, tax control, 501c3, they are pushing us into a state of dependence and a state of economic collapse all at once, all across the globe. Isn't it amazing how what they did to South Africa and its industries, its independence, they've done here, they've done to Germany, yeah. They raped and looted Germany in World War II. Was the most savage, evil, vile, pathetic, barbaric thing that could be done to any nation. For economic reasons as well as religious reasons against the true people of God in Germany. It was just an incredible, mind-boggling war of evil all across the globe. So as a result, from it came the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. These are engines of financial control. So, I mean, we're seeing that whole corporation come together today worldwide, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting how our money is losing value. I mean, I remember the time when the rand was worth more than the dollar. Yesterday it was 15 rand and 60 cents per dollar. And every 2 seconds it goes up or it falls down, going up and go, but it'll slowly go up to 20. That is the end result of destroying South Africa. I mean, you can't even think of going on a cruise or go overseas for a holiday because we can't afford it. Only for the rich. It's always for the power elite.
Absolutely. And, we hear so much about these dalliances and the intel community being related to supervising, running, and profiting from the sex slave industry, you know, with the sudden alleged death of Mr. Epstein, and what's forthcoming now with Byrne and so on. We'll talk about that a few minutes from now. But, it's amazing because countries like South Africa that were impoverished under this new post-apartheid era, if you will, and the Philippines, South America, Latin America, all over, have been prey for these sexual predators and scavengers largely, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. South Africa is number one in such a lot of ways. You know, children, rape, everything number one. Murder, farm attacks, etc., etc. And I mean, the corruption is growing wildly. Absolutely. I mean, they don't have anything to loot anymore. This is why they want this national health, so they can loot that money now. It's not for the people, of course not. It's for the corporation. It's always for the corporation.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. I mean, you must have those abductions, those kidnappings, those rapes and so forth. Mm-hmm. Where parents, whether they be any minority or majority or any race, where they, you know, little Johnny disappears and little Jane disappears, and yep. You don't know what happened to them, and you never find them exactly. Or see them again in some cases, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, we had a case here of, and they're white people, but, you know, they became so savage, also barbarians, the white. They sold their little girl of 4 years old to the Nigerians as a sex slave. Well, uh-huh. I'm not going to in detail what they've done to her while the court case is still going. But, of course, they will not go to prison. I don't think they will go to prison. They're out again. Sold her for 150 rand. It's about $15 to buy drugs. They sold the most beautiful little girl, looks like an angel.
Wow.
And this is happening every day. Every day. And then, of course, we have so many Nigerians here, maybe more of them here than in Nigeria. Like you're having the Somalis over there or the Somalis in Australia or wherever. It's unbelievable. I don't know. It's just everything is topsy-turvy, and it's just destruction and evilness, and Satan is ruling now. And the darkness is getting thicker and thicker, but I know the light is coming. I can see it coming.
No, when Jesus comes, he is that light. You know, there'll be no more
absolutely.
Sun, no more moon.
Yes.
He will be supplanting all of that with the brightness of his appearance. Hey, we have a call from, I believe, from, is it Henry? Is it O. Henry from Connecticut?
Henry from Connecticut?
Hello, wow. Yes, can you hear me? Well,
hey, Henry, is that really you, or is that an imitator? We haven't heard from you in years.
No, it's not. No. Yes, that's right. You haven't heard me from years. I'm in Connecticut.
Where have you been, Henry?
Yes.
Where have you been, Henry?
I've been doing all kinds of things. I've moved states, thank goodness, and a couple other things. Can you hear me well, though?
I can hear you. Speak up, though, a little bit louder, and you're still in Connecticut, though, huh?
Yes, I'm in Connecticut.
All right, we can hear you much better now. Do you have a question for our guest, for Monica?
Yeah, here's the thing. Oh, you hear me better the other way. All right, Ian.
Yeah, because you have an echo. You have an echo coming through there. Just turn down your volume, please. Make sure you don't have...
Yeah, right, but I don't have one now.
All right. No, it seems to be better.
All right.
Go ahead.
But I don't have one now. I'm going to speak. There was a movement, but a lot of people don't know about the lady there. How do you do, by the way, from South Africa? They petitioned the president, Michael Savage. He has it on his website, michaelsavage.com, to petition, petition, sign it, and mail it to the president to petition him to try to get people, the Boers, South African white Boers in South Africa, out of there before it's too late, and bring them here. Since this country in America is so dumb and stupid, I'm not saying American people entirely are stupid, but this country really is self-destructive and stupid, and we just support millions of illegal Mexicans and Guatemalans, and we got MS-13 and all this Muslim stuff blowing us up and all this crap. This was so stupid and multiculturalism that the people really
So get to the bottom line, Henry.
Right. Sticking to the point, we could bring the people that the South African Boers over here, and Trump could deport all these illegal and everything else from Central South America out of here. So if we say, oh, we need some amount of people for this and that, what will happen? I mean, have you heard anything at all? Because I know the one of the ministers in Australia is actually working to do that, or he already has done it with some. How many people also are over there? Tell me this, the lady there. Okay,
Australia,
listen,
no one. It's
Australia, no one.
Oh, no, right.
They closed Ennings, that's the minister to help. They closed his bank accounts.
Right, that guy, right.
Yeah.
Did what to his bank account?
Yeah. No. He's absolutely denigrated.
He's absolutely denigrated.
They're trying to destroy him.
Oh,
yeah, we're getting a bad echo, so I'm afraid we're going to have...
I'll listen offline.
Henry, yeah, let it go. It's nice to hear from you, but Monica, you stay on the line and answer his question, because there's too many connections that are just overshadowing each other. Go ahead. Now I think you can hear you better, Monica.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, it was echoing. It was really bad. But anyway, that is Minister Anning. Yes, the latest I heard about 2-3 days ago, they want to close his bank accounts, like they do with all right-wingers or nationalists these days. And, so far nobody was allowed from here to go to Australia on the Yeast plan. I know they're asking Trump, but, you know, because we're white and we are South Africans, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I know a lot of people, not a lot of people, some families sneaking in from Mexico, and they are being helped by some of our people in the United States, but it's one family, two families, or three families. There's no way that we can, say, move 2 million people from here to the United States or wherever.
Right.
It's not going to happen, because this is not in the plan. We know that.
Exactly. No, if you're a part of Israel, true Israel, and you're that Adamic Caucasian race, one of the tribes, you have a price on your head. You know, you have a target on your back, and you're going to be either hunted down and killed, or starved to death, or just die through attrition.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the war. I mean, you're getting into the time of Jacob's trouble, you know, as it says in the Bible, and so we're seeing some rough times ahead, and right here in this country, where we never thought it would happen here again since that first war between the states, it's happening, and it's going to get bloody, and that is why they want to take the guns. As you can see, Monica, it's a campaign in the mind of conditioning us, all of us, to accept a safe and peaceful society. Haven't we heard that phrase many times?
Oh, my. Yeah, oh, well, and when they talk about peace, they're ready for war.
Yes.
Isn't that so?
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yes.
It's peace, peace, there is no peace, as the prophets have said.
No.
You know, it's a lie, it's a hoax, and there will not be peace until I come with the sword, Jesus said.
Exactly.
So let's get that straightened out.
Exactly.
Oh, you've had some interesting questions and comments here. You know, before I let you go, people, by the way, who want to contact you can contact you directly through your email account, right?
Yes, they can. They can contact me through an email account, southafricaproject.info@gmail.com. Or they can send it to me personally. It's monica.huggett@gmail.com. Well, and visit my website, southafricaproject.info.
Right. southafricaproject.info, folks. And Huggett
info.
Is 2 G's and 2 T's. Is that right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. That's correct.
Well, now, before I let you go again today, it's so good hearing from you and knowing you well. What advice do you give our brothers and sisters and all those who are listening of goodwill in America today? What warning or what message would you want to impress on them the most?
What I want to tell you is stand together. stop the infighting. We don't have time for that. We are such a small, tiny minority. We've got to stand together to fight this evil. And keep in prayer and keep your eyes upon the Father in heaven, because that's the only way we're going to win this war.
Amen. Glad you said that. That does make all the difference in the world, Monica. And let me just take this time again to thank you for this update and this, fantastic fellowship here on the program. It was worth $1 million. I wish I had $1 million to give you. Thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you.
Let's keep in touch.
And thank you
for having me. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Bye-bye
you
now.
All stay safe and blessings to you all. Bye-bye. Thank
Amen.
You.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. That's Mom.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, folks, no problem. We just had a disconnection issue because of the way the phone system works at RBN. So no problem. In case you didn't hear me, we're talking about the ex Overstock CEO Byrne, and he's apparently revealing certain things about the FBI's Peter Strzok manipulating him for his political espionage purposes, and he claims against the Hillary people, against the Trump people as well. And he's, you know, he's obviously put his neck on the chopping block, and he has some things to say about both of these characters and this whole business of deep state and what's going on right now in America, what happened in 2015-16, and how he was recruited by certain people in the federal government. So let's see if we can hear some of this interview right now. Go ahead.
Given some fishy orders, and I carried them out thinking in 2015, 2016, thinking I was conducting law enforcement. Let me emphasize, don't say the FBI. The FBI is barely involved in this. It's all the top. The men in black, as I call them, showed up and asked for this third favor. Anyway, I'm not going to go into the details right now, but I didn't know who sent the orders, but I did them. They seemed fishy last summer watching television. And here's the punchline. Here's the punchline, people. Last summer watching television and some congressional hearings, I figured out where those orders came from. I gave them a guy named Peter Strzok and Bill Freestaff, Carlin, McCabe, Comey. That was who sent the orders. And
well, you're naming a bunch of FBI people there.
Well, the Peter Strzok, and it has been confirmed to me that my instructions came from Peter Strzok, that the people who carried me the orders were coming and taking it on behalf. That's been confirmed.
So you had helped the government a couple of times. They reached out to you. What did they ask you to do?
I don't want to go into the nitty-gritty right now. The nitty-gritty, I can tell you the main event, and I feel terrible. I've been watching for 3 years, and our country's coming apart, and people are killing each other. And I finally went to see Buffett. And Buffett's kind of my rabbi, I call him. And he said, Patrick, you have to come forward. And I said, you know, it's going to make some feds furious at me. Their heads are going to explode. And he said, you let feds do their job. You're a citizen. You got your job. You're coming to the public. Here's what it is. This was all political espionage conducted against Hillary Clinton, Rubio, Cruz, and Trump. This is not a theory of mine, some political theory. I was in the room when it happened, in a way. I mean, not in a way. I was part of it. I didn't know. I knew I had some of the pieces. I thought I had the pieces of something much bigger. Last summer, as stuff bubbled into the news, thanks to good journalists such as yourself, I started realizing I had these very important missing pieces. I actually started trying to help then, but I had to wait until there was a return to rule of law in our country. And I've lived in places where there ain't, and that took waiting until Bill Barr got installed. And then I don't know the guy, I never shaken his hand or anything, but only then did I trust things enough. And I went to the Department of Justice
and started explaining. And you told them what you knew. It's my understanding that you know, I should just point this out because some people might be listening and saying, you know, well, how credible is this? And, you know, we did some asking around and, you know, we have basically had the indications that, you know, that there's every reason to believe that your story is indeed credible. So
I'm not in the convincing business.
But let me go back to the basics, because this is what everybody's saying at home. This is what everyone's saying at home. What did they tell you to do? What did they ask you to do, Patrick?
Some of it involved this young lady, Maria Butina, who came here. Some of it involved her.
Okay.
Some of it involves sealing up Hillary Clinton for what looked like law enforcement was actually setting her up to be blackmailed. I helped set them set up Hillary Clinton to be blackmailed.
What was the nature of the blackmail?
Can't go into it. And so I've already, I'm sure there's a bunch of people in Washington who are going to rip me apart. And I've actually been warned. I was warned last October if from a friendly person, Patrick, if you come forward, this entire town of Washington is going to destroy you. It's going to turn you into dust.
And, you know, I give you a lot of credit because I know that you said that you did some soul searching over the summer and you, you know, talked to good friends and you mentioned one of them a moment ago. What was the nature of your relationship with Maria Butina? Did she reach out to you or did you reach out to her? And how involved were you? Did you have an affair with her for 3 years or what was the nature of your relationship?
Have you seen the video? I bet you've played it where candidate Trump is at a conference and this young girl stands up and asks her a question.
Sure.
If you go and look up that conference, which was a 2015 conference in Las Vegas, I'm a small L libertarian, a small R Republican. I don't even identify as a Republican. But I get asked to speak at sort of freedom oriented conferences like that. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I was at that conference, and after I spoke, she actually came up to me and talked about guns. Well, and some gun rights thing in Florida, and the first time I brushed her off, I'm not into guns. Everybody should have one, but I'm not into them. I don't fetishize them or anything like Republicans, but I often do. But then she came up the next day and said, listen, I'm really here. Look, I'm really here. I've been sent from Russia to make contact with you. And there's some people in Russia who want to talk to you. They know about you and your relationship with Milton Friedman. Believe it or not, there are people like this in Russia. There are liberals. Anyway, she had this whole story. I don't want to get into it here. I'll put it up on a website called Deep Capture, which is where I used to write to the world. But I'll go into all the, I don't want to go into where in the doll did you touch her stuff. We had an intellectual relationship. I was given a green light to meet her again. She turned that into a physical relationship. I don't mean to, not that I'm unwitting, so we dated for about 6 months. I was trying to yenter her in to some senior foreign policy thinkers. Because of some things I used to do involving law enforcement and taking down Wall Street, I used to have a very low level security clearance. And when you get that, you sign a piece of paper that says when a gal comes up to you from Russia and says, listen, I've been sent here to make contact with you, and we want to take you to Moscow and want you to speak on Bitcoin and speak on liberalism at the central bank, and then we want other people. You have to report that. I reported that and sent that to my clearance authority, and which is kind of, I talked about once every 3 years or something like that happened. And before I know it, the men in black are back in my life. And I was trying to encourage her to have a relationship. And she wanted to be a back channel for peace. And I could have opened some doors, but I didn't want to do that until I had some green light. And after a couple months, I was given the green light. That turned romantic. I was bothered. I'll tell you some really deep stuff. I was two-thirds judging it as an opportunity for something good, something to move the ball of peace down the field a bit. Mm-hmm. One-third that it was a risk. I know she was dating or living with some Republican bigwigs and stuff. So my idea, I just said, I'm a 56-year-old bachelor. I said, you just, every 6 weeks or so, when you want to see someplace, give me a call and we'll meet there. But I was trying to yenter her in and maybe something peaceful could happen. But I had sort of a third, maybe two-thirds I was positive, one-third, this is quite a risk. And especially over those, from July of 2015 to March of 2016, she clearly was swanking around more and more in big shot Republican circles, including people like Don Jr. I was telling her that the men in black about all those meetings before she had them. They knew about her the day she landed. They knew about every one of these meetings she had. They knew that at one point she was going off to have a meeting with Don Jr. I don't know. And listen, I didn't vote for Trump. I'm not a never Trumper. He won fair and square. And that's,
so do you think she was set up by the men in black to approach people in the Trump administration? Is that a possibility?
It was all, 100%. They knew that she was trying to approach, and her instructions were to approach. She had to build a contact with anyone in the Hillary campaign, Rubio, Cruz, or Trump. And they knew that because she told me, and I let them know. They let it all happen. I could have told you in December of 2015, I had a suspicion forming in my mind. It was really quite strange because she had initially checked off. She doesn't like, she's Democrat. She's much more of a Republican or much more of a small L liberal. She's a Milton Friedman fan. I'm a Milton Friedman guy. So once she had checked off having met somebody in Clinton's circle, I don't know who, and she was telling me all this, she was just going to focus on Cruz, Rubio, and Trump. At that point, the interest in the United States government in doing anything about this went to zero. It became like this, even to the point I was telling them things like, look, she's telling me that in a matter of weeks, she's going to be at some conference of conservatives, and Donald Trump is going to be taken down and out the back door of his hotel and be taken to meet her and this and that. What do you want me to do? Can I let me take her off for a trip and whisk her away to the Bahamas? Yeah. Or what you want? And they said, no, we're going to let it all happen.
Uh-huh.
100%.
So do you believe that she was working for them, for these men in suits in the United States, or that she was working for the Russian government? Or some combination.
No, I'm not going into that. She wasn't working for the men in suits here. Listen, here's the other main event. It's horrible to even say the initials FBI involved in this. It wasn't the FBI. The FBI got hijacked from the top. It's the top. It's entirely the top.
Well, you talked about Comey. You talked about Brennan Clapper. So you're talking about the CIA?
I've said there's three officials whose names were used with me, X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to say on your show. The feds all have this. The legitimate feds all have this as of April. Mm-hmm. There were three names used at the three senior officials.
Right.
They were behind all of this. And the FBI was out of it. The FBI, they delivered the message. And let me tell you, and then there was another period where they told me to break up with her. Yeah. I was stage four or stuff. They came back, and this time they specifically said, we need you to conduct a romantic, rekindle your romantic relationship, and the orders are coming from X, Y, and Z. And they felt horrible. I want to be clear. These are men and women of honor, and I think those are illegal orders. And they made very clear to me, you do not have to take these. You do not have to help. I think they didn't want me to, but they felt terrible.
So when you say all the way up, are you talking, what do you mean? The White House? The CIA?
You're
talking about
names.
Entities that were separate from these. Like when you say it wasn't the FBI, but you say it was Peter Strzok, are you sort of carving him out as being part of a separate operation, separate from the FBI?
No. I'm just, forget Strzok for a moment. The X, Y, and Z are actual human beings whose names you know, who were in the Obama administration. Guys like Strzok and stuff are the errand boys. They're the clerks who sent the messages for some federal agents.
Is it John Brennan? Is it James Clapper? Is it
General Barr? General Barr has that information, and okay. I think they're already, I'm sure, furious. I've way overstepped the lines.
All right, I understand. I'm asking questions.
All right. That's sufficient, folks, this interview. And, I want to bring up Art now from Philly because I want to get his take on this. But welcome to the program to you, Art from Philly. How are you?
Good, Rick. It's good.
Very good.
To be
back. Now, you've heard this situation, and, it broke just yesterday, and something that I've been hearing about for some time, I think, and we've all been imagining there was more to come, particularly at this juncture, at this time, with regard to Russiagate, Deep State, FBI, CIA, and those who rule over them. What is your perception about what Byrne has just done and why he did it, and what do you think may be forthcoming?
Well, it doesn't sound like he's on the Republican side. He certainly sounds like he's on the Democrat side from his viewpoint there. Listening to the way he was talking, he's all over the map, like he has attention deficit disorder. He might be under psychotropic medication, or that just might be his personality. I did some research. Anybody could do it, but his father was John Byrne, who was the head of GEICO, working for Warren Buffett. So it's no surprise he calls him his rabbi. Now, I mean...
Yeah.
He must be a good Catholic to call Warren Buffett his rabbi.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he said that in another interview, which I caught, and he says, "Now I'm not Jewish, but but I'm just using that term." You know, it's interesting. He would do that and not call him his priest or his minister or his pastor, you know, or confidant. The fact that he's choosing that particular word raises some red flags in my mind, you know.
Right, right. And he, from also, you know, this sort of background information. He has a certificate from the Beijing Normal University, a degree in Chinese studies at Dartmouth College, also has a master's in math. So when we're talking before about Henry Kissinger going over to China and opening up trade over there, well, here's an example of a company and a person who went over to China, opens up trade, putting Americans out of work, disinvesting in the American experiment, and investing in the Chinese, and then basically selling their goods and services over here, right? So I see him as
suddenly
just one
he's,
more...
he's a patriot. Suddenly he's a big patriot. He's been a patriot all his life, and he's been one of those small L libertarians. He just was friendly with the FBI. He wanted to do his good old American part. He's done it twice, now a third time. And I don't know, but, I mean, to me, some bells and whistles go off, and I don't trust anybody at this point anymore, especially when they come out and they can boast about it and talk about it and be so frenetic about it. You know, like you say, he has some personality issues, some speech issues, but I mean, people could attribute that to nervousness, fear, and so forth, but I am highly suspicious of everything. And you know what? We all should be. Don't believe anything. Not that it's not credible. Not that the government and the invisible government above the CIA and the FBI, and we know who we're talking about, does not use this type of thing to sow disinformation at home, you know?
Right.
I'm very suspicious, Art. Well, I wonder what some of our listeners have to say. They can certainly chime in at 800-313-9443, but you hit on some very good points about his vested interest, his business ventures, you know?
Right. So the first question they ask always is, cui bono, who benefits? Follow the money trail. So he's heavily invested in China, okay? And this is happening just as the Chinese slam America with a 75%, with a tariff on us, on a $75 billion worth of goods and services. And we saw the stock market go down like 600-800 points on Friday.
Right.
Now, which group of people and business owners are heavily invested in China? And wouldn't they be reacting the day after those tariffs kick in because it basically destroys and financially harms their business model? And wouldn't it be possible he's a puppet for Geico? Wouldn't next we'd be hearing from Tim Cook there of Apple and the rest of those buddies who run businesses are nothing but basically aligned with the Chinese communists? That's what you're hearing. Is we don't like what's going on. We want to keep it going and bankrupt the U.S. and get our way. That's how I hear it.
Well, you know what? You're really on the right trail, the money trail here. And I think, quite honestly, that you're looking at the curtain that's being pulled back a little bit. Nobody today in that position speaks anything that is threatening, let's say, stepping on the toes of the real elite and gets a chance to talk about it, especially on Fox News or on any of these other big venues. You know, they usually get sidetracked and they usually get marginalized, don't pay attention to what they're saying. And, the China deal right now is big, you know, as you just said, because of Trump's and his policies. And those policies, you know, basically is the same policy as the business roundtable. You know, we had Schwartzman at first, and we had Cohen running the show. And, now you have a whole bunch of other people who are basically Chicago schoolboys, you know, the Friedmanites. And he is just a mouthpiece. Trump is just a mouthpiece for them. So what is the political agenda here, and how is it going to play out with China? See, I see this from a scriptural point of view, a biblical point of view. And we are told in the book of Ezekiel and Daniel, you know, we're told about this march from Asia into America, you know, the East, the men of the East and the Middle East as well, and Russia, Rus, being involved in a war with America. And, you know, economic wars, Art, usually wind up being followed by military wars on a grand scale. So I'm watching this with a great degree of anxiousness, and yet, you know, knowing that our economy is totally interdependent now on the communist beast in China and other nations. They were made dependent. We were made dependent going back to that infamous World War II era, you see? So it's all coming to fruition today.
Yeah, but it's more since like the 70s. You got the Feinsteins and you got the Pelosis, whose relatives basically said, find a business in America and outsource it. And you got the Microsofts with the H-1B visa program and the Oracle program. Let's replace all the U.S. labor with foreign Indian communist labor. And
Harry Reid was another one, too. Harry Reid and now Schumer. I mean, name me one that is not vested in this pot, in this chicken pot.
Well, the CIA is a big one who's been involved with this whole H-1B visa program as an example. You got Frank Wisner, Jr., you know, the son of Wisner, you know, who was under Dulles, involved with JFK to cover up at the very least. And he was the advisor to the ambassador to India before Roger Gupta got in there, runs the U.S. India Business Council.
And
the Chamber of Commerce outsourced everything. So what I see, what he's doing, he's saying their whole business model is being disrupted right now by the tariffs that China imposed on America.
Mm-hmm.
So their business model of ripping off, you know, basically taking the wealth out of this country, selling it, you know, using the Chinese labor force, and then bringing it back into the goods and services, is starting to fall apart because of the tariffs. And you know what? It's well-deserved. They deserve it. I think America could do quite well letting some of these traders go down the rat hole. The unfortunate
and the American public, the consumer, obviously is oblivious to all of this. They have no idea what's going to happen, what's happening, and what will happen, because we are now importing so much in terms of food, the basic staples, that we are no longer this great breadbasket nation that we once were, you see. We've been victimized and sodomized, if you will. I hate to use that term, but let's face it, that's the equivalent of it. And America's at its most vulnerable point now, folks, and we as a nation are totally ill-prepared to deal with it. Oh, we have the nukes, we have the weapons, but we, like ancient Rome, do not have the fiber, we do not have the morals, we do not have the courage or the determination to be able to subsist. You know, this is a godless nation today, and we're reaping, you know, what we've sown. This is all scriptural. So let's go to the phone. Let's see what people think. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams Uncensored with my co-host, Art. Rob in Illinois first. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hello, Rick and Art. I'm getting a dark call here. The CEO from Overstock, he did two interviews, the one you played, which was with Byrne, and then he also did one with Fox Business.
Right.
Now, the Fox Business
one,
well, here's what I, you know, after everything he was saying, and Art was right, this guy's like, you know, back and forth and all this other stuff, but what he said to Fox Business, Fox Business interview, to end it up, he turns around and he says, like, and I'm pulling up the statement here, that he had to come out because he felt, here, I'm just, gosh darn it, I lost it. He says,
summarize,
he had to come out, oh, here it is. Every time someone drives 600 miles to shoot up a mall, I feel responsible. That was at the very end.
Exactly. I heard him say that.
Now, what does he mean? What is that? That's like so cryptic. And what was going on that he would make such a statement to end that Fox?
Boy, you hit it. You hit it, Rob. I was thinking the same thing. If he's worked for the FBI, he's worked for the government, surely he knows about psyoping. Surely he knows about these fake attacks and how they use them in the Matrix. You know, I'm saying what a choice of words. You're right.
Well, that's a big seed he planted, and, you know, it needs to go a lot deeper. And also, he's, you know, the whole thing he's talking about, and in that Fox Business, he's like, well, yeah, I didn't know who it was at first, but now I know it was Peter Strzok. Who is Peter Strzok? Peter Strzok is a CIA agent. He's part of the SES. He's part of all that nefarious stuff. Peter Strzok's father was part of the Iran coup in 1954. Peter Strzok is a dirty, his whole family is dirty characters. Go ahead, guys.
I don't trust any of them. You really can't. You really can't.
You guys hear this one? You guys hear this one? That Peter Strzok's mistress, girlfriend, Lisa Page, is actually Brennan's niece? Did you guys hear that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
You know, because they keep saying Page and Strzok, but they're the text messaging lovers in the FBI. Well, it turns out, from what I heard from Tori Linderman, TorySays.com, that she is John Brennan's niece. Get that.
Wow. All
right, guys. That would be, I appreciate it.
And then we get, you know, Christopher Page and we, you know, the British spy and, you know, reading about him again and seeing how all this ties together, MI6, you know, the whole nine yards.
Hey, Rick, they had over two, look, Rick, they had over two dozen spies doing on this whole collusion thing. And with each spy they had, Mitzvah, you name it, whoever it was, over two dozen spies, each spy had a handler. So there's a lot of people involved with this, not to mention the people in Obama, his whole administration, everyone was involved, so on and so forth. So this thing is huge. But we need to focus as, you know, critical thinkers out here and focus on what the important stuff is and not get distracted.
You also view this as a distraction, Rob?
Well, what the distraction was the Epstein thing, because the Epstein thing is a very cryptic thing, and there's a lot of theories out there. After the alleged suicide, I came to grasp within 24 to 48 hours later, I started to grasp that I don't think they ever arrested him in the first place. I think they arrested a double, a clone of some sort, whatever. I know it sounds funny, but a double. But, you know, because I've heard people say they killed Epstein. I've heard a lot of different stories that they killed him over a year ago.
None of it's confirmable, and I don't like to engage in any conspiracy theory, but I don't have the proof that he was there, that he died of his own hand, and that a legitimate autopsy was performed. I just don't have the facts.
Rick, you have absolutely no proof. Yeah, there's no proof that they even arrested him. You know, when he was in court, they didn't show any photographs, just sketches.
Yep.
When he was in court.
And all of these young ladies, now older, that have come forward, you know, they're going to be shot down. You watch and see. They'll get nowhere in court against any of these characters, including Dershowitz and company. You watch. Just pay attention. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Rob. Appreciate your call. All right, thank you. Do you have any comments on what he just said, Art?
Well, he says he's a government asset. Honestly, he sounds to me more like a Mossad asset than a government asset.
Mossad, mm-hmm. You know, you always have to think Mossad when it comes to deception, when it comes to we make war by way of deception, the art of Sun Tzu. And, you know, all of these things always point to them. And, I mean, I can say that with complete confidence because Jesus warned us. He said, watch Jerusalem in these days. Watch everything they do. That will be the what? Bellwether of prophecy in the end times. He tells us this. And we don't pay attention to Jesus. We instead pay attention to CNN, corruption, Wall Street Journal, all CIA, Washington Post, all of this garbage. We should watch Jerusalem getting all the information we can, real information, and then drawing our own conclusions. You're right. I think we have Terry on the line next in Texas, and then we have a break. But Terry, come on up.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Art. I could not make heads nor tails of what that guy was saying. I couldn't, I admit if my connection was that good. I don't know the guy's name. He was just talking around in circles. And then, of course, he started, the few things I picked up was when he started, dropping names. And then you, of course, mentioned it. But Warren Buffett, you know, I, having been raised in that town, knowing it backwards and forwards, it's a very insular city, and Omaha, Nebraska, very insular.
Yes.
If you know anything about the Franklin cover-up, and then if you remember after 9/11, when Bush went to go fly to Sac Air Force Base, which is just south of Omaha, who was waiting there for him? Warren Buffett.
There you go.
And And in the Franklin cover-up, in that story, Larry King, who was low-hanging fruit that was, you know, helping to sell out all these boys and girls, according to the story, again, a lot of people implicated, the editor of the paper and the chief of police was involved, and a whole bunch of different people. And then he mentioned the FBI, and when John DeCamp and these other people were trying to get resolution, remedy to their problem with all this, they took it to the chief of police, went nowhere, city of Omaha police, and then with the chief there, and then they went to the FBI. When they walked into the office of the FBI, whose photograph was sitting on the desk of the guy who was running the bureau chief for the city of Omaha? The chief of police of Omaha.
Yeah, it wasn't J. Edgar Hoover, that's for sure.
And so anyway, one of the...
All right, I want to put you on hold, and we're going to take another call after we come back from these ads, folks. Listen up, and John in California will be our last call, I believe, today. Remember, support Republic Broadcasting, please, folks. That's why we're here. Rick Adams, Uncensored, we will return.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range. Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standards. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, folks, and we're back with Terry quickly. Terry, you wanted to finish up on your call.
Yeah, just the Buffett thing, you know, and then it falls in thematically in the days we're living in, that the greatest evil will present itself to us as always as faces of good. And Larry King, who was the ringleader of this Franklin cover-up, he was married, and they had a 10th anniversary wedding party for him and his wife.
Yeah.
And guess whose house it was held at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Warren Buffett's house.
Right. Sure. The Johnny Gosch case, and Ted Gunderson did enormous amount of research into this, investigations into what you're talking about now right there in Kansas, and,
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Boys Town. Yes, exactly. I'm glad you brought
him
up again.
He's always trotted out as Uncle Warren.
Yep. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for this. Very good point. Let's see if we can squeeze in John in California, I believe. Yes, John.
Hi, Rick and Art. Good show again today. Hey, Art, I love what you do. Art, you know so much how to dig down behind the scenes and find all this info. This thing with these tariffs and what's going on. I'm talking to P. I said, what if these tariffs, when the United States enacted them way back 200 years ago, and kept going all the way up today, you know, even might have kept some of this, you know, industry going overseas, maybe not. But as you said, you know, why tariffs are so high after all these years, it started with Bush Jr. at the end and not Trump. And I said, well, but as you said, Art, at the end, it comes down to the money. If they found a way to go overseas to make money better than here, that's what they'll do no matter what they did.
Well said.
And you also have to realize that the Rothschilds and their emissaries here in the United States hated the idea of the tariff, raising the taxes to run the whole federal government basically on that. They had to give us their income tax through the Federal Reserve System. They had to provide that mechanism for stealing America's wealth, making us a pauper nation. And now we've arrived there, my friends. John, you hit it on the head. Thank you.
Yeah, one last thing, and I'll let go. The thing about the Iran, they're one of the last three non-central banks in the world. That's where the war is going to start if they can't down them that way.
Well, they said it in the PNAC documents. Remember they said we're going to go to war after 9/11, and we're going to go through the Middle East for Israel, and the last target will be the Persian nation, Iran. So they state their plans. There's no hiding it, no conspiracy. It's out in the open. We just forget about it sometimes, don't we? The media makes sure of that, don't they? All right, thank you, John. We have one quick call from, I believe, a rabbi in Little Rock. Let me see. Is that John? Hello? Quick call from the rabbi. Hello? Nope, I think the rabbi went back to confession. All right, we're out of time anyway. Thank you. Thank you, obviously, to our board arp, Ken. And Art, you have done your yeoman duty as usual in research. May God oversee you and bless you. You've been such a great asset to us. And No Place for Corruption is his website. Thank you, Art. Hopefully we'll talk next time. All right, folks, that's it. You heard it here on Rick Adams Uncensored. Spread the word. God willing, we'll see you next week again. Keep praying, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.